With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Acupuncture's My Life. Now, in this episode, I want to discuss what I'm hearing a lot or getting much in the way of messages over the Acupuncture's My Life app. And by the way, if you don't already own the app, download it. It's free at your app store. But there are many individuals that are messaging us stating that they're having issues with sleeping. They're finding themselves lying in bed, awake most of the night. And, of course, as much as I discuss the importance of sleep, this not a good thing, which is why I say over and over, if you suffer from any type of sleep disorder, see an acupuncturist right away, because it's important for your overall health and well-being. But see, some will say, well, okay, I'm afraid of needles. I don't want to go see an acupuncturist. I'm afraid of needles. And with acupuncture, it's not just about needles. You know, and there are individuals that do visit the Acupuncture's My Life clinic here in New York City, and they'll come in for a session and won't be needled once. And they're shocked. And they learn so much about acupuncture and what it's all about, that they're amazed. And many of them remain as patients and come in for regular wellness visits, and most, you know, overcome their phobia for needles. They try it and it's not as bad as they thought. But, you know, I want to stick with the subject at hand, and that's trouble sleeping. Okay. And why did I just sort of appear to have slipped off track when I really didn't, is to say that, you know, many individuals will come in for an Eastern nutrition consultation. Why do I say this? Because your diet can be at fault if you have trouble or suffer from, or have trouble sleeping, I should say. Okay. You can experience falling asleep but then waking up several times during the night. And there are those that would point to the fact that, well, it may not be a fact, but they'll say, hey, well, maybe I have an overactive mind. More times than not, to many individuals' surprise, it's not the case. It's not the case at all. Because when an acupuncturist inquires about your diet, then we make individuals aware that certain foods that stem beyond the obvious culprit of caffeine, because I know many of you want to say, oh, you know, I know you speak of not drinking coffee before bedtime, but there are certain foods that can keep you from getting a good night's sleep. And one area, and see, these are things you'll learn along with seeing a physician on an annual basis for regular checkups annual checkups. These are things you'll learn if you make regular wellness visits with an acupuncturist throughout the year. All right. Because an acupuncturist will let you know that, you know, one, foods that are high in fat. You know, many individuals are unaware that a high saturated fat diet that's low in fiber will not allow you to sink into a deep sleep. And it will allow you to wake up several times throughout the night.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So if you're consuming large amounts of food that's high in saturated fats, it can affect the level of depth, the how deep you can get into your sleep, as well as the overall quality of your sleep, which is going to make your alertness like more difficult during the day. So in other words, you would slip into like a non-REM REM sleep, which happens earlier in your sleep cycle. And to the surprise of many, they were unaware that a diet high in saturated fats can affect their quality of sleep. But these are things you'll learn if you see an acupuncturist for regular wellness visits. Now, another, which I know you were expecting, I would say, is caffeine-rich foods. Now, not coffee, but let's say when it's cold outside. Many of us love to drink hot chocolate. All right? But guess what? In most cases, hot chocolate contains caffeine. Yes. You know, and I know in some countries, some environments, cool environments, or during winter time, many individuals love, you know, a nice hot cup of hot chocolate. And in some cases with marshmallows, which just compounds, you know, the situation, because that's like an anti-sleep mix. Why? Because they're loaded with sugar. All right. So these are things that you have to keep in mind. And also, along with that, sugar-loaded desserts. Now, after dinner, you know, we all want a dessert. We all want a dessert after dinner. Okay? But many of the desserts in which we eat after dinner possess refined carbs or carbohydrates and sugar, which tends to cause anxiety as well as insomnia. And guess what? These refined carbs and sugar can also trigger late night cravings. So you're going to wake up because you want to eat something. Okay. Now, the more sugar you eat, the less time you're going to spend in that sense of slow wave sleep, which is super important. Why is it so important? Because it's essential for healing as well as strengthening immune function. And you see, eating much in the way of refined carbohydrates and sugars, you'll notice that you take longer to fall asleep. And then once you're asleep, you're more restless, and you wake up, you tend to wake up often throughout the night. Understand something. And I say this all the time, health is wealth. The wealth, it's not in your pocket or your wallet or your purse. The wealth is not under the doghouse in the backyard or under the mattress or in a shoebox in the closet. And the wealth is definitely not in a bank or a safe or in a cryptocurrency account, nor is it in an app on your phone. The wealth is in you. That's where the wealth is. And if you understood that, you would also look to avoid alcohol before bedtime. I say alcohol altogether. You see, drinking alcohol altogether is bad for you. And again, I get many individuals that'll state, you know, I need it before bedtime to serve as a nightcap. Because in some cases, individuals feel that alcohol makes them feel drowsy enough where they'll fall asleep. And in some cases, that is true. But then it does cause a restless sleep. And why is that? That's because the calming effects dissipate after, like, let's say 2 or 3 hours. And then it begins to make your body more resistant to the sleep-inducing effects of that nightcap, right? Like you have before bedtime. So now you're going to want to drink more and more and more just to get the same feeling to get you to go to sleep. And this just leads to a vicious cycle that you really, 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 really don't want to experience. And what's another one? Let me think. Like other types of foods that play a part in keeping you awake at night is spicy foods. An acupuncturist will tell you that all day, every day. Why? Because more times than not, it's highly acidic, which tends to trigger heartburn. And it's definitely going to interrupt your sleep, especially when you lie flat or you lie down. And you're going to find this in spicy dishes, such as like dishes that are made from tomato products, like Italian foods, citrus fruits, marinated dishes, such as like pickles and olives, dairy. I speak out against dairy so much. These things are going to wake you up. You know? So, you know, it's important that you see an acupuncturist because you'll be made aware of all of this and more. And also, like, going to sleep on an empty stomach can exacerbate insomnia. So you may want to, you know, grab a banana or a fruit such as like kiwi or cherries, because it'll help you fall asleep feeling satiated, and you'll notice you'll get a better night's sleep. You know, and to also really add to getting a good night's sleep on a regular basis, you want to include more fiber in your diet, because fiber tends to be associated with deeper sleep and less wakefulness throughout the night. And many individuals are unaware of this. But you're made aware if you're seeing an acupuncturist on a regular basis. And I mean, some would say, well, what types of food that are rich in fiber? See an acupuncturist. I'll tell you one, an apple. You ever hear that cliche, you know, an apple a day helps keep the doctor away? Yeah, that it is true. It doesn't take much to pick up an apple and eat it at any point throughout the day. Just one apple. Won't take much of your time. You don't need a plate, knives, forks. You don't need a drink to wash it down. And it'll keep you out of junk food restaurants and things of that nature. Think about it. Because like I said, many individuals are unaware that their diet is the biggest culprit, can be the biggest culprit as to why you cannot get a good night's sleep. But if you want to learn more, make acupuncture part of your life, okay? Because acupuncture is my life. What's yours?